今日我哋大部分嘅人見到啲好想一啲好珍貴美好嘅時光，通常用咩方法去留住佢？
People nowadays, if they really want to capture something that is really valuable, do you know what are the methods of people doing that?
Okay.
Anyone know?
比如都會做咩大部分嘅人
？What would you do?
如果你見到啲好靚嘅風景
，If you see some nice scenery，
或者你好珍惜某個嘅時間
，Or you really want to cherish this particular moment。
譬如你結婚啦
，For example, your wedding。
生 B B 啦。
You having a baby。
或者你畢業啦
，or your graduation。
咁你用咩方法去留住嗰啲咁寶貴嘅片段
？What's your method of capturing these kind of valuable moments？
我諗應該大部分人都會係影相啦，我啲 photo 啦。
Most people would probably take photos。
係啦，加埋近年隨住手機嘅發展普及化
，especially nowadays, you know, phones are really uncommon。
係咪你好簡單就攞個電話就拍咗佢啦？
You can easily just, you know, use your phone to take photos.
係咪？哇，係咪生 B B 嘅前景又拍
？You know, while you're laboring, having a baby, then you can just, you know, capture that.
你嘅小朋友成長片段更加要拍。
The development of your children, child, and of course, then you would capture that.
係咪畢業禮又拍
？Your graduation, you take photos.
喺街上見到有人跌親都拍。
If you see somebody in the street, you know, falling, you will also take pictures of that.
人哋鬧交都拍。
You know, if somebody is arguing on the street, you might take pictures or capture that as well.
即係你見到而家啲人咩嘢都拍噶嘛。
You know, nowadays, you know, people would just take pictures or take videos of anything.
但我想問個問題就係，好多時候你影咗嗰啲相，有幾多係經常攞翻出嚟睇啊
？But can I ask, you know, a lot of those pictures and videos, you know, when you take them.How many of you would actually look back at them and really look at them?
譬如問下大家結婚相，你係咪每一個月、每一季、每一年都攞翻出嚟睇啊
？For example, you know, with your wedding photos, would you look back every year, every month, every day?
我坦白，我結婚咁多年咧，都唔係攞好多次出嚟睇嘅。
If I'm honest, you know, I've married so many years, and I've hardly, you know, looked at my wedding photos.
我哋都唔會成日攞啲相出嚟睇嘅喎。
So we don't normally take out the photos and look at them。
咁影嚟又意義喺邊度咧
？So then, what's the meaning of you know taking all these photos then？
再加埋試下諗下，當你一攞張相，你第一個會揾邊個
？You know, the first thing when you see those photos, who would be the first person you would find？
揾邊個啊
？Who would you find？
Myself 咯，自己啦，肯定。
Oh yeah, you would find you would look at the pictures of yourself。
你肯定揾你自己先噶嘛？
Like, of course, you will just try and find photos of yourself first.
老婆都揾住啦，係咪？
Of course, you won't find your partner.
因為你呢個好正常自然嘅情況。
Because that's a very normal phenomenon, very normal.
同樣喺以色列民過約旦河咁寶貴嘅片段。
And in the same way, when the Israelites, you know, crossing the Jordan River.
嗱，當然佢哋冇 iPhone 冇 Samsung 啦。
Of course, they didn't have any Samsungs or iPhones or anything.
咁就唔會用影相去留低啦。
So they won't be, you know, using the phone to take pictures.
咁就上帝教佢哋用立石嘅方法做紀念啊嘛。
So then the Lord teaches them to use stones to remember the event.
但係上帝講咗呢個方法唔係好似我哋影相咁樣，影完就從來都唔再睇翻喎。
But then, you know, it's not like. But then at the same time, it's not like us taking photos and we don't look back.
係唔單止係影過去嘅片段
，but it's not only it's capturing things in the past。
從今日同將來都不斷去重温喎。
But then in this case they would repeat and look back into this event again and again。
同埋個焦點都唔係就係揾你自己喎。
And the focal point is not to find yourself either。
而係以上帝為張相嘅主角喎。
But then it's about looking back at the Lord and having Him at the center.
我哋仔細望下段經文，係約書亞記第四章。
So we'll be looking into Joshua 4.
總共有24節經文。
There are 24 verses in total.
好明顯嘅，分開兩個大嘅段落。
It's very obvious. It's split into two sections.
因為你見到第一節同埋第十五節都出現咗耶和華。對約書亞說，
Because if you see, if you look at verse 1 and 15, both of them noted down the Lord commanding Joshua.
所以很清楚是吧?两全章里面有两次上帝对约书亚的吩咐。
So it's very clear that in this passage, and there's twice when the Lord command Joshua.
所以第一个段落由第一节去到第十四节。
So the first section is verses 1 to 14.
就是上帝吩咐约书亚要立石为记嘛。
You know, the Lord commanding Joshua to you know, get those stones together to in remembrance of him.
第二个吩咐就是吩咐众百姓在河里面上来嘛。
The second time is to command all of the people just coming out of the river.
但请留意两个的吩咐是有关联的。
But if you notice, those command and two of the commands, they are linked with each other.
因为当你见到第二个吩咐祭司从河里上来之后，里面讲乜嘢啊？
Because when you see when the priest coming after the priest is coming out, what did he say?
由第十九至二十四节。
verses 19 to 24。都系提及到系嘛？都系以讲立石为纪念噶。 Both of them would be talking about the stones.
好，不如我哋试下，大家手上边有冇圣经？
Let's see if any of you have got a Bible in your hands.
或者你手機有冇？通常都係打PowerPoint嘅，以前不都係嘛
？Normally we've got PowerPoints.
我PowerPoint應該冇齊喎。好，不如我請阿葉拉幫我讀第一至第十四節，好嗎
？Okay, I'll be reading first 1 to 14. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests are standing, and carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight." So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." So the Israelites did as Joshua commanded them. They took 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, as the Lord had told Joshua, and they carried them over with them to the camp, where they had put them down. Joshua set up the 12 stones that had been in the middle of the Jordan at the spot where the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant had stood, and they are there to this day. Now the priests who carried the ark remained standing in the middle of the Jordan until everything the Lord had commanded Joshua was done by the people, just as Moses had directed Joshua. The people hurried over, and as soon as all of them had crossed, the ark of the Lord and the priests came to the other side while the people watched. The men of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh crossed over, ready for battle in front of the Israelites as Moses had directed them. About 40,000 armed for battle across over before the Lord to the plains of the Jericho for war. That day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they stood in awe of him all the days of his life, just as they had stood in awe of Moses.
Okay, and then please read the verse 19 to 24 all together.
Okay,
19-24.
On the 10th day of the first month of the people went up from the Jordan and camped at Gilgal on the eastern border of Jericho. And Joshua set up at Gilgal the 12 stones they had taken out of the Jordan. He said to the Israelites, "In the future, when your descendants ask their parents, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them, 'Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground, for the Lord your God dried up the Jordan before you until you had crossed over. The Lord your God did to the Jordan what he had done to the Red Sea when he dried it up before us until we had crossed over. He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful and so that you might always fear the Lord your God.
Okay, thank you. 好，有冇留意头先第二段十九至二十四节都系讲紧同垃圾有关联？
You notice that from verse 19 to 24, it's also talking about using the 12 stones.
所以你咪好清楚全章嘅经文系咪头嗰段讲垃圾，最后都系以垃圾做结束噶。
So it's really interesting that at the beginning he was talking about the stones, and then at the end of the passage he was also talking about the stones.
中间嘅两段都系讲过河，结束过河啫嘛。
And in the middle, two of them is about crossing the river.
所以全章的重点就是透过结束的过河，不过上帝说要透过垃圾做纪念这件事件。
So the Lord, it's, can you repeat that again? Sorry, it wasn't clear.
所以简单就是透过过河结束之后呢，上帝透过垃圾去做纪念。
Okay, so after crossing the river, both the rivers, the Lord used the stones to remember this event.
所以第四章的重点很明显，就是跟垃圾有关联。
So in chapter 4, the main point in here is about using the stones.
当然严格来说是跟第三章是很有关系的。
And chapter 4 is also, has got a link with chapter 3.
你上次是哪位同工讲第三章？
Who spoke chapter 3 the last time?
Okay, 好。所以上次的內容大家應該都還記得啦。
So people should still remember the contents from last time.
第三章重點講越河嘛，過河嘛。
The chapter 3 was about crossing the river.
第四章講垃圾。
The fourth one is about the stones.
但其實當你望第四章，你發現有好多嘅內容係重複第三章嘅。
If you look at the content of chapter 4, a lot of the times they're repeating the contents in chapter 3.
所以你會有時感覺好似好混亂。
So sometimes you might feel that, oh, this is quite confusing.
但係請留意，兩章經文作者唔係順時間去寫㗎。
But please note that, you know, the author, it's not writing it according to timings.
係按主題去寫㗎。
But the order is through the themes.
所以第三章話過完河。
So chapter 3 is talking about crossing the river.
第四章又講過完河。
Chapter 4 is talking about, you know, people cross the river.
所以如果我哋咁睇嘅話，你就明白第四章講嘅內容㗎啦。
So if we have a look at this, then we understand the chapter 4.
好，我哋少少重温第三章。
So let's remind ourselves about chapter 3.
再落下一章，再落下一章。OK， 好。第三章同我哋提及上次过当以色列民过河嘅时候，当时水嘅情况系点样
？So when in chapter 3 they were talking about when people were crossing the river, what was the water like？
好，应该 Alex 有冇分享过
？Alex， you probably know.
OK， 好，唔紧要。以色列民過河當時咩情況過河啊
？You know when the Israelites crossing the river, what kind of circumstances was it? What was it like?
係水漲嘅時候啊。
The tide was high.
係水漲，因為當時第四章補充係逾越節嘅時候啊。
Because in chapter 4 they said that is Passover.
That's
the time between around Passover.
所以其實你望到當時完全水漲。
So you know, and at that point, it's the tide is high.
加埋上面北邊由亞當城嘅水一路流到落嚟約旦河啊嘛。
And the river is it keeps just coming from the north.
嗰個水流係好急嘅。
The speed and the current is really high.
同埋咧，中間有獨行好多彎位㗎。
And in between, there's so many meanders.
所以換句話講，上帝帶領佢嘅百姓喺水漲嘅時候過。
So when the Lord is asking people to cross Jordan River, when the tide is high.
我哋可以問嘅，點解唔係揀水淺去過啫
？Then why did the Lord not choose the time when the, you know, the water is a bit less？
係咪等到水淺容易啲過嘅喎
？So that it's easier for people to cross。
但係上帝就係要以色列民經歷上帝嘅作為。
But yet, the Lord has wants the Israel to cross the river and to experience the Lord's work.
係難㗎。
It's difficult.
係水漲㗎。
It's got a lot of water.
但喺極艱難嘅裏邊，都仍然可以上帝對我哋不離不棄。
But through these challenges, you know, the Lord was still with them.
上帝仍然可以帶領我同你渡過前面人生最難嘅關口。
The Lord can still take us over, and help us to face and confront all the challenges ahead.
所以上帝話你要立石去紀念呢件事件啊。
So the Lord said, you know, use these stones to remember this event.
咁立石有咩意思呢？
And what's the meaning of the stones?
我哋先睇第一個意思。
And let's look at the first meaning.
我哋先睇第四章一至三節。
We look at chapter 4, verse 1 to 3.
我想用我 PowerPoint 呢個版本 YLT 呢個版本，唔係 Young Literation 嗰個版本。
Okay, so we'll look at this.
好，我請伊拉幫我。
Okay, is it say what?
Yeah.
Okay, and command ye them, saying, Take up for you from this place, from the midst of the Jordan, from the established standing place of the feet of the priests, 12 stones, and ye have removed them over with you, and placed them in the lodging place in which ye lodge tonight.
所以其實你望到原文好清楚，用咗三個嘅諷刺㗎。
So as you can see, there is in the original passage, you've got three. Words free froms.
上帝吩咐約書亞喺民中揀十二個人。
Joshua commanded, the Lord commanded Joshua to pick 12 people.
嗰十二個人點樣去揀石頭啊
？The 12 people, how did they choose the stones?
佢話喺呢度揀。
He says from this place.
喺河入邊揀。
From the river.
再仔細喺祭司站立嘅地方揀。
And specifically, you know, where the priests are standing.
所以你望到個圖咧，越嚟越去 zoom 得好近㗎。
And you can see that, you know, the scene is zooming and zooming, and so that it's zooming in, so that it's more specific.
所以上帝重複就講喺邊度揀啊
？So the Lord repeated, where should you pick the?
喺呢度。
It's from here.
喺約旦河入邊。
It's from the river.
喺抬約櫃嘅祭司站立嘅地方。
It's where the ark and where the priests are standing.
咁即係咩？喺邊度
？So where's it then?
即係喺上帝同在嘅地方咯。
It's a place where the Lord is with them.
因為你明白約櫃代表上帝嘅同在。
Because we know that the ark means that the Lord is with them.
所以上帝更加要叮囑喺邊度揀啦？要喺經歷到但係與上帝同在嗰度啊。
So the Lord specifically commanded Joshua to and the people to pick where to pick the stones where the Lord is with them.
所以立石第一個嘅意思就係紀念上帝與佢百姓同在。
So the first meaning of the stone is that the Lord is with the people.
所以其實我哋四章第六節。
So we look at verse 6.
好，都係麻煩啲啦，翻嚟一次。
So as to serve as a sign among you in the future when your children ask you, what do these stones mean?
好明顯係個石頭係代表咩？一個記號，一個 sign。
So it's really obvious that these stones, it's a sign.
咁乜嘢係個 sign 啊
？What is the sign?
再具體啲講，如果你再問 Next Bible 嘅話咧
，So if we look at that,
Next Bible 更加清楚個 sign 即係乜嘢啊
？What is the sign?
佢話 The stone will be a reminder to you.
That's it.
所以好明顯個 sign 就係 reminder 咯，係咪提醒我哋啊嘛
？So in here, the stone is a reminder.
所以而家你望埋第四章第七節。
So if we look at verse 7,
好，我聽住啦。
Tell them that the flow of this Jordan was cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever.
佢話嗰個石就係做紀念啊嘛。
He says that the stone is a memorial.
就係嗰個符號嘛。
It's a sign.
嗰個符號咩？就係提醒咯。
The mark and the sign is a reminder.
所以簡單嚟講，透過呢個立石就係不斷提醒 remind 我哋係咪上帝與我哋同在嘛
？So simply put, you know, these sign and these stones are sign and a mark of remembering us and remembering the Lord and remembering the Lord is with us.
所以上帝話你要喺抬約櫃嘅祭司嗰度揀石頭啊嘛。
So therefore the Lord said, you know, you have to find the stones from where the priest is standing.
所以如果你再望第二十一至二十四節。
So we look at verse 21 to 22.
你留意全章結束嘅時候都係講立石。
You know, and when the passage was ending, you know, he was still talking about the stones.
但係精彩嘅地方，呢度冇再提約櫃咯喎。
The highlight is that, you know, he doesn't talk about the ark anymore.
點解冇提約櫃啊？
How come he doesn't mention the ark anymore?
因為經文直接講咗係第23節係耶和華你們嘅神啊嘛。
Because in verse 23 it just directly said, you know, for the Lord your God.
所以直接講明係上帝帶領你們經過啊。
He was directly and saying that you know the Lord is taking you guys and taking them to cross the.
所以佢話因為耶和華你們嘅神在你們面前使約旦河乾咗啊嘛，等住你們過來啊嘛，就如耶和華你們嘅神從前在我們前邊使紅海乾了，等著我們過來一樣啊嘛。
So he said, for the Lord your God dried up the Jordan.Before you, until you had crossed over, the Lord your God did to the Jordan what He had done to the Red Sea when He dried it up before us until we had crossed over.
所以經文從全章裏邊強調又強調，就係話係紀念上帝與佢子民同在。
So in the passage, it emphasizing again and again that the Lord is with them.
所以有冇諗過嗰十二個人係點樣去攞石頭㗎
？So have you ever thought about how did these 12 people, you know, pick up the stones?
記得頭先提過嘛。
We mentioned earlier,
全民過曬河。
You know, all of the people have crossed the Jordan River.
然後十二個人翻到河嗰度再攞嘛。
And then the people went back to the river and picked up the stones.
然後再攞翻十二個石頭再翻去嘛。
And then they took the stones again, and they took the stones and went back to the land.
你可以問點解要咁做啊
？So then you ask, you know, why did they do that?
喂，過咗河應該第一件事諗點樣打仗啊嘛。
You know, once you cross the river, you know, first thing you should think about is how to fight the battle.
係咪呢個實際好多
？You know, that's a practical thing to think about.
仲影咩相 selfie 啫
？Then why do we need to take pictures of it and take a selfie?
即係你明白嘛？我而家係打仗啊。
You know, do you understand? You know, right now we need to fight a battle.
仲要翻轉頭攞。
And yet we still need to go back and pick up those stones.
但上帝話係要攞啊。
But the Lord says yes, you have to go and pick up the stones.
原因係讓呢十二個人同樣再次翻到係咪去河裏邊，再經歷嗰個就係上帝同在嘛。
And so that those people, when they go back to the river, they can experience that the Lord was with them.
係讓全體以色列民停一停，想一想啊。
And so that the whole Israelites would just stop and think.And think about the Lord.
所以打仗唔係最重要啊。
You know, so you know, the battle is not the most important thing in here.
上帝嘅同在更重要。
Lord being with them is more important.
所以係讓佢哋再次經歷翻，再抬翻個石頭。
So that they would experience the Lord again and to pick up those stones.
係講緊上帝同在嘅意義。
We're talking about you know the meaning of Lord being with them.
在我同你分命嘅時候，我都經歷過，係嘛？立石頭經歷上帝嘅同在。
You know, in our lives, we've experienced time when we pick up the stones.
我相信我哋坐喺每一個弟兄姊妹都一定經歷過過去同上帝美好嘅片段。
I remember, I'm sure that all of us sitting here today that you remember a time when the Lord was with you.
你嘅石頭而家喺邊度啊
？Where is your stone right now?
你影過嗰啲相喺邊度啊
？Where are all those pictures that you've taken？
你當年浸禮影嗰啲相咧
？You know the pictures when you were getting baptized？
哎呀，冇咯，都唔知喺邊度咯。
Oh, I don't know where they are anymore。
我哋有冇再數算翻上帝喺我哋生命嘅作為
？Have we ever count and the blessings the Lord has blessed us with and the things that He's done？
可能你信主兩年、五年、十年。
You know, you might have a belief in the Lord。2 years, 5 years, 10 years time.
初期都幾興奮㗎。
You know, at the start, you know, you were all fired up for the Lord.
好多興奮嘅片段都會留低。
So many memories, nice memories. It was all exciting.
係咁咧，可能咧，如果你近年嘅話咧，就你不斷喺度 selfie 啦。
You know, and if it's nowadays, you know, you'll be taking lots of selfies.
但係現在咧
？What about now?
冇咯。
Not anymore.
我哋嘅心都慢慢淡。
Our heart just starting to get wear off.
連嗰啲石頭都揾唔到啦。
And all those stones, we couldn't even find them anymore.
我哋好多時強調啊嘛，我哋冇咗以前嗰種 feel 啊嘛。
We always emphasize the fact that you know, oh, we don't have those feel anymore.
所以我哋嘅信仰俾你即係嗰個 feel， 我哋嘅感覺係點樣啊
？So we always talk about how our beliefs and our faith in God, you know, it's a feeling.
我哋嘅唱歌 high 唔 high 啊嘛
？Our singing, you know, our worship songs, is it high or low?
聽到 feel 係點樣？
And the feel of the sermon.
靈修嘅 feel 係點樣？
The feeling of devotions.
所以我哋永遠覺得係我哋冇咗個 feel 啦。
So we always feel that, you know, there's no more feelings.
但係信仰真係純粹講感覺。
But is our faith really based on our feelings?
我記得我咧，我同我太太初初拍拖嘅時候。
I remember when me and my wife first got together and went out.
甚至第一次見面，即係出街嘅時候。
When we first came together, we went out and hang out.
哇！心裏邊咧，卜卜咁跳咯喎。
Oh, my heart was just really pumping and.
好緊張噶喎。
I was so nervous.
手都出汗噶喎。
And my hands were sweating.
但你估我今朝瞓醒見到我太太嘅時候，心裏邊仲有冇卜卜咁跳啊
？You know, when I woke up this morning next to my wife, do you think that my heart was really pumping and really nervous?
我都會跳。
It was pumping and.
如果唔係我死咗啦。
It's heartbeat, but.
But 我唔會覺得好緊張，卜卜咁跳啊嘛。
It was still beating, but you know, otherwise I would be dead. But it wasn't like as it was before.
但係咪就代表咗係咪我已經對我太太冇 feel 咧？
You know, it wasn't beating as much anymore, but does that mean that I don't have feelings for my wife anymore?
你明白嗎？我哋信仰都唔係永遠講個 feel 㗎。
Do you understand? You know, our faith is not about the feeling.
所以上帝話你要立石紀念啊。
So the Lord says you have to have those stones.
講緊唔係你個 feel 嘅問題嘛。
You know, we're not talking about your feelings.
係你點樣去維持、點樣持守我哋嘅信仰啊嘛。
It's about how you maintain and uphold this faith.
上帝過去帶領以色列民出紅海。
You know the Lord has lead people out of Egypt and crossing the Red Sea.
今日帶佢哋嘅仔女過咗大河。
Nowadays and now he's taking the people crossing the Jordan River.
同樣上帝帶我同你由中國、台灣、美國嚟到愛丁堡嘛。
And the Lord has you know brought you from all over the world to Edinburgh.
嗰個都係上帝嘅作。
That is also the work of the Lord.
我哋可能都唔容易嘅過嚟嘅時候。
You know, when we come over, it might not be easy.
你話唔係喎，我喺度出世嘅噃。
You said, oh, you know, I was born here.
你問翻你爸爸媽媽點過河啊
？Or ask about ask your parents how did they cross that river?
都唔容易㗎。
It wasn't easy.
上帝嘅作為從昨天、今天到明天都冇改變。
You know, the work of the Lord from yesterday, today, and the future has never changed.
但你有冇每一日去數算上帝同為上帝所立嘅石頭？
Then have we, you know, count the Lord's blessing and count the stones?
我哋要學習常常去睇翻上帝嘅作為。
We need to learn to keep reminding us the work of the Lord.
唔係個石頭立完，永遠喺度鋪陳。
And it's not about, you know, the stones, we've collected them, and then now it's just collecting dust.
所以我送八個中文字你。
Oh, so I'll now give you eight Chinese words.
但我已經嘗試翻譯做英文。
Okay, so he's trying to translate.
如果譯得唔好，而家幫我 please correct me.
Okay.
嗱，中文咧就係八個字，如果你識中文咧，就應該見到啦。
Well, if you understand Chinese, then you understand.
Okay, 英文。Okay. 英文就係、是、我咁譯啱唔啱啊？佢話乜嘢？大事化小。
Okay, so to minimize the major problems, so big things become small.
即係話人生有好多好大嘅關口㗎。
So you know, we're talking about you know, there's so many major events in our lives.
係難㗎。
It's difficult.
但你唔好再將佢無限放大啊嘛。
And yet, don't expand and exaggerate this problem.
你唔好再覺得啊，真係好難好大喎。
Oh, don't think about all this.It's really a challenge. It's so hard.
我哋要學約書亞同埋加勒定睛喺上帝嗰度。
We need to learn like Joshua that we need to have our eyes fixed on Jesus.
所以將大嘅困難可以化成小。
So that we can minimize all of our big problems.
但係調翻轉下一句就係小事化大啦。
And conversely, we can maximize the little things in daily life.
應該都清楚啦。
即
係話喺你日常生活有好多小嘅事情，你可以感恩㗎。
And it's like, you know, there are little things in our daily lives where we can really magnify it and really count the Lord's blessings.
但好多時我哋冇理㗎嘛。
But a lot of the time we just ignore them.
你一起身。
We wake up.
你隻腳落到地都已經感恩啦。
The fact that you're able to get out of bed and you know you should give thanks for that.
刷牙洗面都可以感恩。
You know your normal daily life things, brushing your teeth.
大家有冇試過咧？只腳咧咬柴咬傷咗啊
！Have you ever had a time where you sprain your ankle？
行步路都困難。
You know, even when you're walking, it was really difficult.
如果你仲去睇以前，我哋喺香港睇鐵打中國嘅 medicine 嘅話
，Okay, in Hong Kong, you'll be seeing a Chinese medicine doctor.
沖涼都唔可以掂水嘛
？You can't even you can't even shower.
所以你明白嗰刻我試過拗柴沖涼，簡直係好困難㗎。
So if you can imagine, you know, there was one time I sprained my ankle. I tried to shower without wetting my feet, and that was really difficult.
So 原來正常嘅沖涼係好感恩。
So then, you know, when we are showering in our daily lives, you know, we should be thankful.
所以學習每日去紀念上帝與我哋同在。
So we need to kind of learn to give thanks to the Lord for all the little things in life.
好，垃圾第二個意思。
Okay, so the second meaning of the stones.
嗱，你仔細望下第六節至第七節同埋二十一至二十四節，有啲乜嘢相同之處
？Okay, so if we look at first 6 to 7, and first hold on, it was 21 to 24.
兩段經文都用咗假設嘅 dialogue 嘅對話咁樣。
The two of the passages, they were both having a presumption of a conversation.
佢話：如果你嘅子孫問你啊，嚿石頭。咩意思
？You know, if your grandchildren is asking you about the meaning of the stones,
咁你哋要回答教佢哋嗰啲石頭咩意思
？Then you have to respond to them and educate them what these stones mean.
你留意下第六同埋第七節同你右手邊21至24節有咩唔同啊
？Okay, so then we look at first 6 to 7 and see the difference between that and first 21 to 24.
我紅色顯示咗啦，已經係。
In red, I've noted down the differences.
第六節係話你嘅仔女 your children 問你嘛。
So first 6 is talking about when your children ask you.
但係第21節咧
？And in first 21.
就係你嘅子孫問佢哋嘅父母啊。
When your descendants ask their parents.
佢唔係問 your parents 喎。
It's not about your parents.
點解佢唔係用 your 啊
？Why is it not your parents？
係用 their parents 啊
？Their parents。
有冇諗過
？Have you ever thought about that？ Why？
因為後面嘅經文再強調，你唔單止同你下一代講啊嘛。
Because later the passage it says that not only you tell your next generation。
因為如果我同你嗰代係你哋嘅 parents 啊嘛。
Because if it's just me and you, then it's your parents。
唔係啊，係佢哋嘅 parents 啊。
But no, it's their parents。
即係話已經係落咗好多代之後㗎啦。
Then you're talking about generations and generations later。
明白嗎
？Do you understand？
所以約書亞話乜嘢？你要不斷去將呢件事件去教導你下一代啊。
So Joshua is saying that you need to keep teaching all your children and your descendants and your descendants after.
所以唔係淨下一代，係下一代、下一代都喺度不斷傳承落去啊。
And it's not just your next generation, but the you know the generations and generations after.
所以原來垃圾第二個就係你要教導你嘅下一代、下一代、下一代。
So the meaning of the second the second meaning of the stones then it's about teaching your descendants.
咁我哋就問今日我哋教我哋嘅仔女，我哋用乜嘢去教佢哋
？So then today we're talking about teaching our children. What do we use to teach them？
我相信在座大部分都已經成為即係身為父母啦。
I believe that a lot of you are parents in here.
你教你仔女最多係乜嘢
？What do you teach your children the most？
最多係咩啊
？What do you teach your children？
我盼望今日之後你所講嘅，但最多就係講上帝喺我哋生命嘅作為。
I really hope that you know from today onwards it's about the work of the Lord in our lives。
我明白，即係特別香港咧，好多小朋友咧，即係父母不斷咧要佢哋嘅仔女學好多嘢。
I believe that you know especially in Asia and Hong Kong, a lot of the parents really want the children to learn a lot of things。
我近日聽咧，香港而家咧 crazy 瘋狂到咧，就係咧，一個小朋友一日裏邊翻兩間學校。
I believe that the last I heard is that one children and one day they have to attend two schools。
上午翻完一間。
And the morning they attend one school。
咁個小朋友咧喺個公園度就換另一間學校嘅校服。
And then the children would change to another uniform in the park.
就翻另一間嘅下午班。
And then they would attend another school in the afternoon.
跟住夜晚仲學好多其他嘅彈琴啊，諸如此類，好多嘅活動。
And then in the evening they would learn other extra curriculums like piano and things like that.
因為佢哋希望將最好嘅嘢俾小朋友。
Because they really want the best for the children.
我就認為咁樣對佢哋就好啦。
In their minds, you know, this is the best.
咁我就再問啦，乜嘢係我哋小朋友最好呢
？So then you ask again, what is the best for children？
我香港曾經有一次教書。
In Hong Kong, there was one time I was teaching。
有個大概七至八歲嘅小朋友。
There was a child about 78 years old。
佢媽媽嚟上堂啦。
Her mom came to for a lesson。
咁啊，帶埋佢嚟。
And they brought the kid to the church as well to learn。
咁你估下佢媽媽用乜嘢安排佢即係打發佢時間啊
？You know what did the mom prepare to occupy that children, that child?
iPad。
Was it iPad？
玩具。
Was it a toy？
你估下啦。跟住小朋友自己行埋嚟問我借嘢。
And then the child came directly to me to ask to borrow something.
我係好詫異。
I was really surprised.
你估佢問我借咩
？Do you know what he asked me to borrow?
手機。
Is it my phone?
紙或者筆嚟畫畫。
Is it pen and paper to draw?
唔係啊。
No.
佢問哥哥可唔可以借本聖經俾我
？He asked, Alvin, can I please borrow a Bible？
咁我話我冇圖畫嘅聖經喎。
He said, oh, I don't have any like children Bible。
全部文字嚟嘅喎。
It's all words。
佢話我係啱啦。
He said, oh, that's right. Oh, that's what I need。
咁我話咁我照借俾你啦。
So then I just lend the Bible to him。
咁我問咁你睇咩中意睇咩書卷啊
？Then I asked him, oh, what book of the Bible do you like to read？
你嗰個中意睇咩書卷啊
？Do you know what he said？
約拿書。
He said, Jonah。
No。
No。
佢中意，佢話我中意想睇箴言。
He says I like Psalms。
唔係真係
Proverbs， sorry。
哇！我都愕然喎。
Oh, I was really shocked.
我話我都唔明箴言講咩喎。
Oh, I don't even understand what proverbs mean.
不如你中意睇箴言。
Well, and then you understand what he's saying.
你明白嗎
？Do you understand?
呢個係好 amazing， 好奇妙。
This is a really amazing thing to see.
所以我哋今日問我哋俾乜我哋最好嘅小朋友
？So we ask ourselves today, what do we give our children?
原來就係將上帝嘅作為俾佢最好啊。
Is that is to show the work of the Lord to them?
你明白嗎？你父母經歷過過紅海。
Do you understand your parents experienced crossing the Red Sea?
你可能都經歷過約旦河。
You might have crossed the Jordan River as well.
你嘅仔女可能冇經歷過約旦河㗎。
Your children might not experience crossing the Jordan River.
但佢點樣經歷上帝嘅作為啊
？Yet how do they experience the work of the Lord?
咪靠你講咯。
Through you.
唯有從你嘅生命話俾佢聽上帝同在嘅作為啊嘛。
It's through your life that they can see the work of the Lord being with you and with them.
雖然佢唔會完全重複再過約旦河。
So although they won't be crossing the Jordan River again.
不過喺佢人生將來嘅時候，可能會經歷另一條河㗎。
And yet, you know, in the future, they might be crossing another river of Jordan.
但係到時佢點面對啊
？And how did he face it?
佢就聽你講，聽佢爺爺講點樣適應上帝嘅作為嘛。
It's because they've listened to you and the grandparents how back in the days how they crossed the rivers.
所以我哋要問今日係乜嘢對你嘅小朋友最好
？So then we ask ourselves what is the best for our children today?
就唯有將上帝喺我哋生命嘅作為教導俾下一代。
We can only share what the Lord has done in our lives and share it with our children.
嗱，其實第三個意思。
The third meaning of the stones.
你望經文嘅第十六節。
We look at verse 16.
其實如果你望到 NAS 嘅版本。
If we look at NAS version.
佢將呢個約櫃譯做乜嘢啊
？He says what did he say about this ark?
佢 testimony.
It's a testimony.
係證明啊。
It's a witness.
呢個全卷約書亞記裏邊唯一次出現嘅地方。
This is in the whole Joshua is the only place that is mentioned. It's a testimony.
所以講咗呢個櫃，其第三個好重要嘅意思就係見證咯。
So then, the third meaning of this stone is very important. It's a
見證乜嘢啊
？It's testimony to witness what?
四章二十四節。
4:24。
佢話第一 ，so that 係咪就嗰班係咪所有全地嘅人都知道上帝嘅作為
？You see, so that all the people of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful.
但接住另一個 so that 就係乜嘢？就係我哋懂得你哋永遠敬畏耶和華你們嘅神。
He then said the other so that is so that you might always fear the Lord your God。
咁就問啦，全地嘅人、外邦人知道上帝嘅作為同我哋敬畏耶和華有冇關係
？So then you know so the Gentiles would know 再講一次 sorry。
兩者係嗰兩段係咁樣關係，即係。 即係全地嘅人知道，同埋我哋敬畏耶和華。
Okay, so when people are crossing the river and us fearing the Lord,
yeah.
And that's so that the Gentiles will know, or
maybe what's the connection?
Okay, what's the connection?
Okay. 關聯喺
邊度？ What is the connection?
有關聯噶。
There is a connection.
關聯就係石頭唔會自己講説話噶嘛。
Oh, right. He's saying that the stones will not speak for themselves.
係透過我同你的說話嘛。
It's through me and you and speaking about it.
我哋點表達啊？
How do we express this?
就係敬畏耶和華咯。
So that we fear the Lord.
當我同你敬畏耶和華的時候，
When we fear the Lord,
就讓更多未信的人都見到啦。
So that all the people who has not believed the Lord yet, they would understand and they would learn.
所以嗰個垃圾同時提緊我哋要點樣敬畏上帝啊。
So these stones, while they are collecting it, they also ask us to testify and witness to other people.
係讓全地嘅人都見到上帝嘅作為。
So that the people of all the earth would know and the Lord is powerful.
咁我再問咩叫敬畏耶和華？
And I will ask again, what does fear the Lord mean?
咩叫敬畏耶和華？
What does that mean?
我哋再落去一個。
Go have a look.
全章經文裏邊呢個 pattern， 你又明白咩叫敬畏耶和華？
If you look at the whole passage, you know the pattern of this, then we will know what is fear of the Lord.
全章都係乜嘢？上帝吩咐約書亞。
The whole chapter is about the Lord commanding Joshua.
約書亞吩咐其他嘅人。
Joshua commanding other people.
之後其他嘅人點樣按住個吩咐做嘛？
And then how the other people act according to the command.
所以第三個敬畏就係你點樣遵行上帝嘅説話咯。
So when you're fearing the Lord, it's about how you follow the commands and act on it.
所以我哋問我同你有冇遵行上帝嘅説話？
So then when we ask ourselves, have me and you followed the Lord's command?
咁你話真係好難噶噃？
Then we say, oh, it's really hard to follow the commands.
我教你一個方法好容易。
I'll teach you something. It's a really simple.
你體會我同你都係被揀選嘅話咧，你就明白我哋係完就會更加容易執行上帝嘅説話。
If you understand that we have been chosen by the Lord, then it's easier for you to follow the commands.
有冇記得第四章一開頭講揀石頭啊？
Have you ever noticed, you know, in the first one, in the start, it says choose the stones.
上帝約書亞揀十二個人。
Joshua says choose 12 men.
十二個人再揀石頭。
And then the 12 men choosing the stones.
點解要咁做啊？
Why do you do that?
係因為佢哋經歷乜嘢叫蒙揀選啊嘛。
So then they will have to experience what does choosing mean.
同埋你幫佢哋點樣攞石頭啊？
And how do they experience picking up the stones?
咁攞啊？
Just to pick it up.
揸住就過河啊？
Just pick up and just cross the river.
原文嗰個字唔係 pick 啊。
In the original Bible version, it's not
lift up, 係抬啊。
It's to lift up, to carry,
to take. 所以係抬個石頭過去啊。
They're talking about to carry across.
係同祭司抬約櫃個抬同一個字啊。
It's the same as the priest holding and carrying the ark.
即係話十二個人係經歷緊抬約櫃嘅情況啊。
So he's talking about 12 men is experiencing carrying the ark kind of situation.
嗰個就係我哋蒙揀選。
That's when they were being chosen.
當你明白咩叫蒙揀選嘅話，就明白點樣去回應上帝嗰個嘅吩咐。
When you understand what does it mean to be chosen, then you would carry out the command.
約旦河係難過。
John River is really difficult to cross.
但上帝話咩嘢？
But what did the Lord say?
最後經文裏面，上帝話。
And the last passage.
上帝話 ，until 第二十三節 ，until we have crossed over.
The Lord says in verse 23, until you've crossed over.
即係話點難過都好啦。
So he's saying that you know, however difficult it is.
上帝都等住我哋，直至我哋過曬為止。
The Lord will still wait until you've crossed over.
我最後去即係去鼓勵同埋邀請大家。
And lastly, I would like to invite you all and encourage you all.
你有生命裏邊有冇為上帝拿石頭
？And in your life, have you got those stones for the Lord in your life?
你嘅石頭喺邊度
？And I also ask you, where is your stones?
如果我哋已經真係成日投放埋咗
，If you put down that stone of your life，
我哋盼望今日重新嘅攞翻。
I really hope that, and I'll ask you to pick up that stone again。
係抬翻個石頭。
And to carry your stone。
去經歷上帝同在。
To experience the Lord being with you。
盼望呢個我哋將來可能會面對更加難嘅人生嘅更大嘅關口。
I hope that you know in the future if you're experiencing any more challenges and greater challenges in your life。
但呢個垃圾就成為我哋鼓勵，再繼續走前面嘅。
That this stone would be an encouragement in your life that you can carry on with your life with your challenges。
正如我分享過啦。
And as I was sharing earlier。
因為我明年會翻香港。
And that I will be going back to Hong Kong next year。
嗰度河都應該係唔容易過嘅。
That river is difficult to cross or it won't be easy。
我嘅詳細分享我會喺五月份嘅交會裏面會講我嘅去向同埋喺呢兩年嘅一個侍奉嘅感受啦。
Okay, in May there will be a family meeting for our home church, and in there I will be sharing my directions and my reflections of the last few years here。
所有盼望記得垃圾成為我哋可以更有勇氣走前面嘅路。
So I really hope that we can really pick our stones and really confront and live our lives in the future。
好，我請電話幫我哋祈禱。
Okay, and I'll pray。Father, I just want to thank you for being with us to cross that Jordan River and all the challenges in our lives, Lord. Father, there are times when we just forget that stone and forget that you're with us, because we feel that our challenges and whatever problems we have is such a big thing, Lord. But Father, help us to minimize it so that we know that you're with us, that you will carry us through, and you know, you are there to encourage us to face our future. Father, help us to revive our hearts and stir us in your love, and that we can spark that fire for you again, Lord. And know that it's not about the feelings, but it's about that commitment and having that faith with you so that we can continue to have that relationship with you, Lord. Father, there are times when we would forget about you and that we won't give thanks and be grateful for all the little things in our lives, Lord. Father, help us and place people around us so that we can be reminded as you have reminded people from Israel as well, Lord. Father, we put all these into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.